you just put them on the other walls?
No, I'm not going to put them on the other walls. I'm going to double.
Don't put a piece of tape on the double stick tape at the base of them to hold them in place. And stick
oh, that's
them.
What I didn't hear. That's the extra part.
Yeah, the yeah. That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
So, okay. Ryan, does this affect, Ryan, does this affect sleeping as well? Because the thing of you need to have your head facing, pointing north, or is this thing?
Well, for little men, yes, they can sleep on magnets. You got to have your head to the south. You got to have orgasms with your feet up in the air. There's just all kinds of things they come up with. But for you, darling, in your place of ascension, you could sleep standing up and you'd be all right.
Okay.
So regarding the garden here, where the four rivers converge, do those rivers converge in an X pattern?
No, a cross pattern.
Cross, okay.
Yeah, four separate rivers.
So you mean like the cross at the center of the diagram?
Do.
Similar cross? Okay.
Do.
Now, you said the Tree of Life, I think, was not in the diagram, or did you say it was?
But not in the diagram, Wendy.
But the rivers converging is in the diagram.
Yeah, no, we didn't say no. That. He asked about the Garden of Eden, where it converges.
Where
the four rivers converge in an X shape, and I answered no, in a cross.
And then you relate that to the diagram.
Because I verified the type of cross to be like the one in the center of the diagram.
You didn't mean that was a symbol in the diagram of the rivers crossing in the diagram.
No.
Didn't mean that, okay.
No. Good. So the garden is near the convergence point, but it's not right on it. Correct?
No, the garden is, the Tree of Life is not in the center of that convergence.
Is the garden like a circle around the convergence point?
As far as those roots reach, yes.
Oh, yeah, the garden is where the roots are the area of the garden.
Yeah. But, Ion, if the tree was at this, if the roots of the tree were going out to make the boundaries of the garden, and it created a circle, wouldn't that mean the tree was in the center of the garden?
Well, no, not necessarily. We didn't say the garden. We didn't say that the garden was round.
Explain the shape of the garden.
It is about 2 square miles, 2.5 square miles.
Right. So that's all the branches and the tree is in one side of it, one corner of it.
You could put that, yeah, you could, there you go, that's your triangulation question that you wanted to get to.
But Bob, in Revelations 22, it says that the Tree of Life is in the between the city and the river.
Mm-hmm. East of Eden, that's right,
east of Eden.
Eden is a city? Eden is a city?
The Garden of Eden, Bob. That's what they call the garden.
But when you say east of Eden, what's Eden?
The Garden of Eden.
It says, he showed me pure river of water, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and the Lamb, and on it flowed from... Wait a minute, hold on just a second. Let me read it in the King James.
Thank you, because well, you know we're fixing to be on that like a bad habit, honey.
But, Ginny, what is east of Eden? What is east of Eden? Well, what's there, east of Eden?
She's fixing to read it to you, Bob.
The Tree of Life.
It's east of the Garden of Eden, but within the Garden of Eden.
She's going to read it to you, Bob.
Okay, hold on. Let me just read it to you, and then maybe that would be better. Okay.
Well, we'll see.
All right. Okay. The angel. He showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God, the Lamb. okay, out of the throne of God and the Lamb.
And the L-A-M-B or L-A-N-D?
L-A-M-B, Lamb, capital Lamb, L-A-M-B, as in Bob. In the midst of the street of it and on either side of the river was there a tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits and yielded fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. Okay, so that it's, and there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him.
Could you read the beginning of that sentence, the second sentence?
Which,
yeah, the birds are distracting him.
And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him.
The sentence before.
Okay, all right. The sentence before was, hold on just a second. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, there was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations.
Ion, did the water that came out of the throne have an X in it, if you had a name for it?
Yeah. No, it had a cross in it.
Okay.
So is the water that comes out of the throne, would that be that water that you were talking about before, Ion? What did you call it?
Yeah, it would be like the water. If you could get, hey, here's your pictorial, darling. You're like this. What if you had the Ark of the Covenant where all the power was and you had water flowing through that? That would be a pretty good parallel, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Cool. Okay.
Same song,
okay,
different verse. As a practical, trebler.
Okay.
Just to see, because that gives you a visual, and you go, oh. So if that was the case, because it's the mercy seat, and if you didn't have a throne, you certainly could use that throne, could you not?
If you didn't have one, you use it in the sense that require need it.
Well, that would. Capitulated, yes.
So is this the same throne picture that you've spoken of, Ion, with the four pillars of water of the tree of life by the throne?
That's the one she has been painting on and sketching on forever.
Okay, so you're saying if in the ark, if the water were flowing through the ark, and I get that part, but you're saying if you didn't have a throne, you would have the mercy, and that would be the connecting point.
That'd work. As we'd say to Bob, hey, Bob, that's not quite the answer, but that'll do till you can do better.
Yeah.
Connecting point of
or
what?
I guess you could just check eBay and see if there's a throne available and just buy you one on eBay.
You say connecting point. Connecting what, Ginny?
Well, the connecting point of the, where the river, where the water
four rivers
come from, because it would have to be in the mercy seat, and the mercy seat is the triangulated position above the ark, and that is an equation. It has chemical vibrational frequency, and it would produce living water. And if you didn't have a throne, you would probably need living water. That's your throne. That's the mercy
Bob.
Seat. That.
Bob.
Freaking cool.
Yeah, I didn't get that answer.
Bob. I know. Take your telephone where your microphone, where your headphone goes into your phone and push it in. You're getting just feedback and distortion, even more gregarious than the wind, but you're getting a hum on the line. Push it in securely.
Okay, push it.
Oh, that's much better. Much better. Thank you.
What was Ginny, what was the question Ginny was answering?
Your question.
Yeah, what was that? He got bamboozled by the answer.
You don't get the chemical
vibration frequency. And okay, back to what's the water coming out, Ginny? What water is it?
The water. the water of life would be coming through the Ark of the Covenant if you're sitting on your throne.
Why would it be coming through the Ark of the Covenant?
Because if you don't have a throne, it's living water. It's not water.
Okay, I would not have the Ark of the Covenant near me. But why have the Ark of the Covenant? That's not in the original throne image in the Bible.
But if you don't have a throne and you want some living water, you go to where the power was.
Yeah, the Ark of the Covenant, right. And the water, you asked Ginny about that water?
No,
you had
I had
a question.
I said, why is the water coming out of the throne? And that's what Ion's answer was, and then I got it. And he said, if you didn't have, you'd have a mercy seat.
What's the water coming out, Ginny? Note my tone. I'm shifting into a knowing position now, and you don't know. So what's the water?
The water is a chemical and vibrational frequency that's triangulated point of the mercy seat, and the mercy seat is on top of the Ark of the Covenant.
No, what's the water? You were looking for the name.
Living
I
water.
I just told you it's the chemical and vibrational frequency.
Then you said, earlier you said, what was that water, you? Whatever name you said earlier? You don't recall the name said earlier.
Oh, what was the name? What
did yeah.
Axor. It had ion in it. Axor. Something like that?
Axion.
Oh, that one. Yeah, that one.
So I'm asking Ion, is Axion water what's coming out of the, wherever we're talking about?
Dude.
Yes.
And Ion, isn't a cross and an X the same, just depending on your perspective?
Well, of course, but that seems to be the meme of the moment, perspective, isn't it?
So, Ginny, Ion said Axion water is coming to you soon, and it's the water from the Garden of Eden. What do you think of that?
Yeah, let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, let's talk about that a little bit.
I like how
this is revelation. This is Revelation Rewrite, so we need to get to somewhere besides Lyndon LaRouche's version of Marshall McLuhan, didn't we?
Is it just me, or is the phone really garbled?
Well, it's Bob pushed his button in, and it got better.
Okay. So,
Stasia speaking.
Oh, I have a question about
the saying, let's talk a bit more about the Axion.
Okay, it's living water.
Yeah, so that requires questions, Sasha.
Okay, well, you made an announcement, a declaration there. I don't think that I've heard of it before. So, I don't know, Bob, perhaps you can speak, but I know nothing about
no,
it.
No, I'm not speaking. You've got to ask questions, Sasha. You have
like
to ask questions.
It's like your subtle cold fusion.
Would you ask questions, Sasha, instead of making accusations?
Okay.
Yeah, because if you keep going, we're going to ask you if you're bragging or complaining about you.
Ion.
Carry on, Jenny.
Ion, what is the practical application of Axion? How will those of us on Rewrite, how will we enjoy it? Will we bathe in it? What will we do with it?
You'll drink it like it's a good single malt scotch.
Okay, so it's a drinking thing. And are we going to drink it a dropper? Are we going to drink it by the tablespoonful or by the cupful? How are we going to drink it?
By the gallon.
By the gallon, okay. So we're going to imbibe our bodies, and it is going to have a different effect for a balance.
Yeah, you'll never be thirsty again.
Very good.
But what, Ion, sorry?
You'll never be thirsty again.
What is the chemical experience, or what are we doing now that creates thirst in our body that this will eliminate thirst?
Lack of relight without having the electrolyte balanced in your body, in your system, that requires more and more and more constant hydration. And if you get, just like Jesus said to the Samaritan woman drawing at the well, woman, get me a drink of water out of the well, and if you do, I'll give you water and you'll never thirst again. Ta-da!
So if I were to take the relight, like let's say it's here right now, I have it, and I'm taking that, and that is balancing and not replenishing, I understand, and balancing lights. And then I'm after that, I'm adding Axiom to that. Is that correct?
Yep.
Is that an Axiom?
Yep.
Okay. And when I add the Axiom water to that, how is the Axiom water interacting with the combination of the light, the
The introduction of eye cells into your meat sac body will basically start the generator, start crank the lawnmower, rejoice, start the two cycle engine. It will kick off, flip the breaker on. It will set it, set the motor in motion.
Okay, it's rocket fuel. We get that. Is there something about the hydrogen atom? Electrons.
The lack of hydrogen, yes.
A lack of hydrogen, and the pH of Axiom water would be, let me guess.
Low.
Negative?
No. No, because you got to have enough bond to be able to drink it. Now, we can get you there.
Right.
We can get you there. But that may be, see, you want it to you don't want it to be like wormwood. You want it to be taste good. So it would actually have an aberrated light sweetness about it. So it would also...
Go ahead, Ion, sorry.
It would also, you know how, hey, Joyce, you know when it gets to be cookie time and won't nothing else do it but your cookie? Well, this water hits the spot just like that cookie does.
Cool.
You know, because once you get to that notion, nothing else will do it but your cookie.
It's going to be something that's going to be available through Matthew Ion, or how will it come to us?
You intend it, and it'll find you.
Mm-hmm.
You can do it if you want to. It doesn't matter to us.
What you
are the gods. We're just
The
butlers. We're just polishing the damn silver. Y'all the one filling the cup.
And what RNA in all your drinking water, let's just say, a drop or two. You've told us that there's ice cells in RNA, and we pee out ice cells.
Well, there's ice cells in insulinose, yes. But see, Greg, you'd have to get real specific with the RNA stuff, and that's a little above your pay grade. So to break it down as much as we can, that you have what Matthew's got together here so far in the RNA drops is the closest thing that you bump into to bread of life, living water. But it's not going to get stuck there, see, because it's still a developing process. So it would finally become bread of life that you would eat and living water that you would drink, okay? And once you get negative pH just right, just like the first Jesus at the wedding supper when Jesus turned the water into wine, that's how that comes about. So if you want to take Axiom water and turn it into a good Opus 37, you may.
I would, actually. I would.
But it's interesting, folks that know what a good Chateau Lafite 34 is, they don't fetch about how much it costs either, do they?
Yeah, that wouldn't be in the picture, how much it costs.
Exactly. But if it is, then that wouldn't be in your environment anyhow. See? So, no problem. But that's okay, because remember how vacuums work? Remember how Dyson reinvented the vacuum cleaner? So it doesn't lose suction. It'll fill to itself. A vacuum always fills to itself. So now you got human creators, you marvelous human creators, coming yourself into a position now where now you've had a taste, now you've had a notion, now you've had an idea regarding an aspect of creation. Now it's almost been focused. Somebody better get Brian. He's going to be pissed. To give you some direction to get you to the throne.
Hey, Ion, is the water Jesus turned into wine, that was Axiom water?
It was.
So how did he get access to it? And which Jesus was it? Which Jesus? This
one,
was the first Jesus.
One.
First Jesus. He was godfather of the Kohathanites.
He's the other ram.
Yeah, he had access to everything.
Dude.
He was Dumbledore. Hey, Sasha, I watched the first Rocky Horror movie or Harry Bing Bang movie. And Dumbledore. Jesus, what was the Dumbledore?
Gumby was a different cartoon, Bob.
I haven't got the names enough yet. Just saw the first edition, 2001, Sorcerer's Stone. So I'm playing with the names.
So
Jesus, when was the Dumbledore of the hidden fraternity of Kohathanites? He had the goods. He had the gold.
Uh-huh. Well, the Gryffindor.
It is interesting. So he was. He's still here. He monitors the Kohathanite legacy. Or he didn't bother hanging out with the Jews.
Doesn't care.
He didn't care. Right.
What were you going to say about Gryffindor?
Well, he was just poking at Bob about the three houses at Hogwarts.
Isn't it? Oh, okay, let's stay on topic. So who was asking about the song and Living Water?
We're going to talk about the first hour.
Ian, if you take a cross and put it on a bias, you have an X?
Yes.
What was the significance of when Chad asked you through the rivers, the four
rings
rivers?
And arms of chromosome 14, there's a difference.
Okay.
Rings and arms are different how they apply. If you look at the cross in your angel diagram, yes, Bob, we said angel diagram, you'll notice one arm is not as long as the other in the cross section.
Mm-hmm.
So if you converted it, it would be as though you were carrying a cross. Well, if you're carrying a cross, that would give the perspective of an X, would it not?
Yes.
Well, so goes the lesson.
So we don't want to carry a cross.
Yeah, you that's right. But until you get it activated, you certainly want to. You want to remind you that's where you left it. On a hill far away to the old rugged cross.
So you're equating
the emblem of suffering and shame.
Are you equating the throne? When you say you want to remember where you left it?
Well, you want to remember how to get back to your throne.
On the wings of a snow white dove.
I saw where I could try to get above the fray of the land, the Larusian clan.
So, Ion, you said the throne or the ark is at the center of the garden where the rivers meet?
We didn't say that. That's what Jenny Bell read out of Revelation 22. We didn't say shit.
So, would the throne be anywhere near the center of the rivers converging?
Do.
But it wouldn't. Would it be exactly at the convergence point?
No, it would not be exactly. Because remember, it was at the city where the throne was, where the temple was, and the city was to the side, east side.
Was Solomon's temple there at the Garden of Eden?
Nope.
Wait, so there's another temple.
Dude.
This is the city.
So you're saying that this temple is east of the center of Eden?
To what Jenny Bell read. We didn't say shit.
Okay, Ion, can you clean it up then?
Well, read again, Jenny Bell. Swaller, darling, swaller.
Yeah, hold on just a sec. I'll read it again.
You're going to keep on read. Joyce going to have some more bread. It's cool enough now. You can eat it.
Already had a
case.
Yeah, let's put some cow butter on it, though.
Okay, so Chad is from Revelations
20:1 and 22:1-22. So it says, he showed me a pure river of water of life crystal proceeding out of the throne of God and the Lamb. And 21:1, and then in 22:2 it says, where's my thing? It's the street of it, and on either side of the river was there the tree which bare 12 manner of fruits and yielded her fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree willing of the nation.
The tree was on either side of the river.
Correct.
It sounds like the tree is straddling
Hindiades,
the river.
Bob, Hindiades.
So it created an arc over the river?
One by means of two.
Right, so there were two joined?
Nope, one by means of two.
Yeah, Ginny, so there's two trees there to make up the tree of life.
Oh, do the trees intertwine?
They do.
Get that, Ginny. No one's ever presented the trunks being on two sides, have they? You agree, Ginny?
Well, John did.
No.
Yeah,
he did. So, Ginny, as everybody described the trunks arcing, you know, two trunks on each side of the river, has that ever been imaged that way by anything you've seen in the Bible subculture?
Subculture.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's why they call the Church of the Subgenius, is that
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
The
Catholic Church.
The Church of the Subgenius.
So, Ginny, this image we're getting of a trunk, Hendiades, on either side of the river, intertwined, have you ever seen that image before?
But it's, well, Bob, because the tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil is understood to be in the garden and in the city of God all at the same time. That's the first Adam was of the flesh. The second of Adam is of the spirit. Jesus came to redeem the nature of the fall. This is called Christianity. So that's not really that new.
You're reading from Revelation, not Genesis, right?
When you teach classical Christianity in the classical sense, even though it's in the beginning to the end.
In the subculture of Christianity.
In the subculture of Christianity, yes. Okay, Bob, I'll use your words. Then the bottom line is that the tree of life is referred to throughout the Bible, specifically the tree that they fell from would have to be put back into its proper state so that it could be in the kingdom of God. So that's not really that new. Sorry.
I don't know. Again, you failed to communicate to me in this particular. The image, first of all, what you're reading from Revelations is not Genesis. Is the tree of life described in Genesis?
Bob, the tree of life is in the book of Genesis, and the tree is in the book of Revelations.
Right, so you read the Revelations part, and the description in the Revelations part says it's on both sides of the river. I imagine two trunks. I've never seen that image before. Has anybody else seen it?
No.
No?
It sounds like a double helix.
Yeah, I was going to say, it looks like a double helix.
Dun, dun, dun. Green giant.
So if the roots of the tree go down and reach out 2.5 square miles, then Ion, explain that. What are the roots? If the part above the ground is a double helix, are the roots 144,000?
Okay, well, hold on just a second. Let's be clear if we're going to use language. He showed me a pure river of the water of life, clear the crystal proceeding out of the throne in the midst of the street of it, in the midst of the street, and on either side of the river there was the tree of life in the midst of the street. So the street that is in throne of God and the Lamb, which is also referred to in Revelation, is the street with gold. That's also a reference to DNA, but I mean, I just don't want to get off on a tangent and have this thing go sideways, because if you want to look at the literal language, it says in the midst of it and on either side of the river. The same image for you, Bob?
What'd you say?
Is that the same image for you?
Not sure.
Well, it still says the tree's on the either side of the river, which means it's on both sides.
Yeah, it sounds like a helix.
Oh, in the midst of the street of it and on either side. Okay, so it is on either side. Okay, fine. Okay. Okay.
So if there's a street, there's a bit of a town or palace happening here?
It's coming out of the throne of God in the land.
What do you think, Margarita, Bart, Joyce, Deb?
I don't know. What is it we're trying to determine with the Tree of Life? I mean, I'm kind of ready to go on to another master's. What is it we're trying to figure out here?
Margarita can tell us that.
Yeah,
Margarita, what are we trying to figure out, Margarita?
You're trying to figure out an image.
Yeah.
But what is important is to not to standardize or to get fixated in an image, because each of us, when we ascend, we will have our all those elements, but we will see it differently. It will be our own individual throne. So you cannot standardize the image or get fixated, because each of us will have a different perspective. Or what the throne of God is.
If we go down to the micro level, the cells and the DNA within the cell, perhaps the axion water represented by the ver is also in the cells.
That sounds good to me, Joyce.
But it's about damn time.
Okay.
So if we got a visual on this, wouldn't it mean we'd be able to see how the axion water flows and converges into center point on the cell and process that takes place there, generating life?
Wouldn't be required. Once
no, but it'd be fun.
Well,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, so, Ion, what does the Ezekiel 47 reference have to do with this?
Well, read it.
Is it the same thing?
Notice the point. Go to it, Ezekiel 47, come on.
And by the river upon the bank thereof, on this side and on that side, shall grow every tree for food. Leaf shall not wither, neither shall the fruit thereof fail. It shall bring forth fruit every month, because the waters thereof issue out of the sanctuary, and the fruit shall be for food, and the leaf thereof for healing. And then he goes on and says, saith the Lord, shall be the border whereby you shall divide the land for inheritance according to the tribes.
Good, yes. And then but they got to remember the context that Ezekiel is speaking at it from. It's very different.
Right, that's why I asked you.
Yeah, the inference is the same, but the reference is very different.
Because it says, he brought me back to the door of the house, and behold, waters issued from under the threshold of the house eastward. For the forefront of the house looked toward the east, and the waters came from down under, from the right side on the south of the altar. Then brought he me by out of the way, out of the gate northward, and led me round by the way without unto the outer gate, by way that looked toward the east, and behold, there trickled forth waters on the right side. Then he went and measured the cubits.
And and by the border of Manasseh from the east side, and to the west side a portion from Ephraim.
Border of Manasseh from the east side of the west side.
48.5.
Yep, okay, got it. Okay, very good. All right, okay. Okay.
Ginny, when you say you got it, could you state what you got?
Yep, Bob. If Bob can get it, everybody gets it.
Hmm. Well, it just shows that the tribes border one another, east side and the west side, and what the measurement of those are. Hold on just a second, I'm still reading.
Is that a description of Garden of Eden?
Okay, Jenny, catch him up right quick because we got things. We got to get him to 47.5.
We only have 2 hours left, right?
So it's just going through the where the different waters are that issue forth and what comes and where it is, and one of them was that it was coming by Eden. That's it. That's the quickest part.
Just talk about Manasseh and these tribes. Are they near the Garden of Eden?
That's the divisions of the land. So now if you're talking about the river from the temple, rejoice.
No, wait a minute, Ian. You're saying the tribes were in the Garden of Eden?
Well, of course they still are, Bob.
Well, that's new. So there's not just Adam and Eve.
All of y'all been in the garden. Y'all have been in the garden all along. You've just banished yourself from yourself.
Where Adam and Eve were, the image that Margarita objected to, that image, that standard image of the roots and the square mouth, that's where the tribes are? They're sitting in that space, at the convergence of the rivers?
Well, when you see it, it will, but not until then.
You'd have to see the Garden of Eden. In other words, the tribes did not see the tree.
No, it's just... Bob, you... Okay, hang on to that, and let's see if we can help clean this up a little bit. Rejoice.
Yes.
Get Ezekiel 47. And jump in at verse 5. And go on down to... Oh, good Lord, we don't see a stopping
place. Hey, Ion, let's have some others. Let's have Deb, Margarita, Barbara, others, so you've all read part of it, too. Stop focusing on one person, so we get some of these others that we never hear from. Bart, get Bart to read some of it.
Okay. Fine.
How you want to roll with this? Want to read first and
somebody read it.
Okay, just
Joyce.
Start at 47. Start at 5.
Okay.
5 for what?
He measured. Afterward, he measured 1,000, and it was a river that I could not pass over, for the waters were risen. Water women, a river that could not be passed over. And verse 6, and he said unto me, Son of man, hast thou seen this? Then he brought me and caused me to return to the brink of earth. You want somebody else to read now?
Whoever's got the Bible, pick it up. Come on, get rhythm.
What'd you stop for, Joyce?
Oh, we're having others read, get more participation. Bart, read. Barbara, Deborah, read.
Yeah, I'm going to go to my computer.
Okay.
Sue here, I'll read. Number 7. Now when I had returned, behold, at the bank of the river were very many trees on the one side and on the other. 8.
Now there's your Revelations 22:2, Mark.
Mm-hmm. Shall I continue?
Yes, please.
Okay. 8. Then said he unto me, these waters issue out toward the east country and go down into the desert and go into the sea, which being brought forth into the sea, the waters shall be healed.
Oh, now wait a minute. Now that, there you go. You'll find some more of that. You don't have to go there, but those that are interested in Deuteronomy 3:17 and Deuteronomy 4:49.
Hey, Sue, what are we describing?
We are describing, I think, the Garden of Eden, isn't it?
The river that comes from the temple, the one you've been talking about since itch.
Is it a Garden of Eden, Ion?
With the trees on either side of the river.
What do you think, Bart? Bart, are we describing the Garden of Eden?
I don't know specifically.
You don't have your Bible there.
I'm opening my electronic Bible here.
Right. So what are we describing?
I need the passage again.
It's Ezekiel 48, and we're on number 8. No, sorry, 47:8, verse 8.
But, Bob, if you have an image of where the Garden of Eden is in Deuteronomy 17, it also talks about where it is in Jordan and the coast and the Sea of the Plain, and it does the same thing in Deuteronomy 4:49. So what we could be talking about, all the plain on the side, Jordan eastward, even to the Sea of the Plain under the springs of Pisgah, that would be the Garden of Eden.
Well, you were breaking up, but you're saying a huge 100,000 square miles or something you're describing?
Well, I guess we'd have to look at the longitude and latitude of exactly what was being described and reconcile it against what Ion's already said about where the Garden of Eden is, but it sounds right to me.
Last time we described this, we talked about it, the river being on the 33rd parallel. Last time we talked about this.
Do.
Yeah, it says the plain also in Jordan and the coast thereof from Chinnereth even unto the Sea of the Plain, even unto the Salt Sea under Ashdod-Pisgah. God eastward, and that would be where the Garden of Eden would be.
Is this the built-up
that's called Isengar.
What?
Is this a building up of the garden, like many years and much is built on the city, it now spreads over hundreds of miles? Is this what we're talking about?
Well, I imagine that I don't know. I think you should ask I on that question, but it seems to be like...
How big is your kingdom? That's the answer.
Because this is by the plain web, Bob.
What?
Yeah, that's cool.
By the plains of something, and that means what?
Well, I bet if I took all these things and I ran them on the 33rd parallel, they'd be all dotted up, one in a row.
Even the Sea of Salt, that's what they call the Dead Sea, isn't it?
Yeah, the Dead Sea, the salt and the nitrous waters thereof.
Do.
So,
is he describing the Garden of Eden? Is the center of the original continent, which became the 33rd degrees, 33rd parallel?
It sounds to me like that's about right, that that would be hold up with biblical scholars too. Yeah, that sounds right.
We like it.
Are you trying to find the garden now?
Ion, you're what? What did you say? I'm sorry.
You know, the original continent, I think Ion said the outline of the original continent became the 33rd degree parallel. So the Garden of Eden is the whole 33 degree parallel around the planet.
Cool. It's your coat and yarmulke. It's almost Hanukkah.
The original continent stand on the planet like the yarmulke on a head.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's so cool. Why isn't anybody else saying, wow, that's so cool?
Well, they're hurting
you. You're rewriting it, that's why.
Are you writing this stuff down, Deborah? We never hear from Deborah. Is Deborah even here?
It's Bob.
What?
Bob. Also in the key, Ion laid it out in the first and second and the third key on the supplement B.
Do.
That's laid out there, Ginny?
Hey. Yes, it's laid out in the first, second, and third key on supplement B. And
what is laid out, Ginny? Ginny, what is laid out?
The Garden of Eden is, where it sits on the parallel, why it was the original landmass, how it came to be. It's also in.
Can you read the words to show that?
Can I read the words to show that?
Can you find the words in supplement B or whatever you're saying where it says that?
Yes, I can. Hold on just a second. Well, keep going, because it'll take me a minute to find it in my knapsack.
So I came up with the answer and didn't even know what we're talking about.
Just hold on just a second. We got some new folks that have joined in. Now, I'm going to be clear about this. Clear. Has everybody shared notes with everybody so that they got the same change in opportunity that y'all got?
No.
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 Well, get after it.
That's one of the things I wanted to ask you is how to go about approaching studying this or, you know, jumping in and being sort of newbies.
Well, it's all right. They got a little bit of a benefit because they got to sort of plow through it, and some of it was very tedious. But there's been voluminous, good notes, and they're not identical because different folks get different things from it, okay? So the conversation went like everybody was going to get everybody's addresses and share everybody's notes so they could compare, and then questions could ensue from those previous thorough discussions that bring us to new places. And we know it ain't been going on. That's the reason we asked, has there been good note sharing yet?
I would like to propose then that perhaps if that would be the case, just for ease, that perhaps we create a living document that we can all access and edit.
Sounds like you're hired.
A Wikipedia of revelations?
Yeah, we could just, I don't know if everybody has like Google Docs or this is really easy because we can all share and all add to the same document, and then anyone that comes in that's new can access it as well. And
great idea.
Good. So you're in charge of that, darling?
Sure.
Good. Now we're getting somewhere. Now, this isn't for the folks coming in like Sue. This isn't so you catch up. This is so you jump in. This allows you to jump in. That's
okay.
The point.
Okay.